Democratic and independent candidates critical of the majorities in the state capitol have raised more in campaign donations than Republicans since the primary. APRN and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on how political leaders are interpreting the latest campaign finance reports.
Democratic leaders say the campaign reports filed Monday show that donors are rejecting how the legislature approached the state budget this year.
I think it just speaks volumes of how the public is starting to realize who's really at fault with the mess that we're in right now in Juneau.
That's House Minority Leader Chris Tuck. But Alaska Republican Party Chairman Tuckerman Babcock says the disclosures put a spotlight on a different issue, how candidates who are running as non-affiliated are actually working with Democrats.
The vast majority of the so-called non-affiliated candidates are completely affiliated. They're simply trying to figure out a way to pull one over on the voters.
Fundraising can be crucial in determining whether the public learns about candidates through TV and radio commercials, as well as through mailings. Republican candidates raised $580,000 since August 7th, while Democrats raised $476,000 and non-affiliated candidates raised $201,000. Vincent Beltrami raised the most of any single candidate over the past 2 months. The non-affiliated Anchorage Senate candidate raised $95,000, while incumbent Anchorage Republican Kathy Geisel raised half that amount. However, Geisel has more than twice as much cash on hand as Beltrami. Babcock says Labor leader Beltrami's fundraising points to Labor's interest in maintaining state spending.
There's a massive coordination going on with the labor unions to funnel money into the races, particularly into Beltrami's race.
Tom Begich is an Anchorage Democrat who's running unopposed for the Senate. He says Beltrami's fundraising success reflects discontent with the status quo.
The campaign that seems to be doing very, very well is, in fact, Vince Beltrami's nonpartisan campaign. That's a clear rejection of Kathy Geisel and her level of leadership.
North Pole Republican Senator John Coghill raised more than $20,000 more than Democratic challenger Luke Hopkins over the last 2 months. And Juneau Republican Kathy Munoz raised the most of any House candidate over that time, and more than three times as much as Democratic challenger Justin Parrish. The fundraising indicates which races are drawing the most attention and are likely to be competitive. The incumbent Democrat facing an opponent who raised the most funds is Anchorage's Bill Wilikowski. He was out-fundraised by Republican Kevin Kastner after the primary. Other than the Munoz Parrish race, the other House races that saw the most fundraising are between Democratic Representative Harriet Drummond and Republican challenger Mike Gordon to represent the Spinard area in Anchorage, Democratic Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins and Republican challenger Sheila Finkenbinder to represent Sitka, Republican Representative Lance Pruitt and Democratic challenger Harry Crawford to represent Basher and East Anchorage, and Democratic Representative Matt Klayman and Republican challenger Marilyn Stewart to serve West Anchorage. Political observers note there's still plenty of time for the fundraising gap to change before the election. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.